Okej, så vi går till Pio. Story. I'm still there, first chapter. What to do there? But I think it's important that it's not just preaching about philosophy or politics. It's a story about some people, and here we kind of return to here and now. Pio. And he was down there in his hometown. Now, this was not exactly now. It was a couple of years ago or so. But we can put it somewhere close to now. But then he's saying there at the end, I want to go home. When he's on that little boat. I think we should have that scene there. Father and mother and sister. And we already made a flashback to that age, so why not one more? Tie things together. Establish that he is kind of a central figure in the story, because he is the one who writes the story, basically. We don't have to say it out loud, but that's the fact. So this story is a real story about real people and real life and the real world, and those who dream and have lost contact with the real world, and also try to bring back that, return to that contact. So yeah, end of first chapter, and also that it establishes that which I felt and feel is needed and a little bit missing so far, the mood, the feeling of being here, you know, life here in the Shadowland. We just show it how it feels to this young boy who took birth here and feels a little outside of it all, and he wants to go home. And then next chapter somewhere after finishing with Rick there, he is finally home. We don't need to show him in the car or something or train. He's home, his hometown. His apartment, and yes, this is where he is now.